Dalton Doyle, third place tonight. How'd your run go? You had a good race there with a lot of different guys tonight.
Yeah, we, you know, I guess our season's been up and down. We had a really bad start and changed a bunch of things this week, setup-wise, and the car was a lot better. We had to make a few changes throughout the night, but still wasn't perfect, but we're happy with our run.
Oh, where do you go from here? Like, what's been your biggest obstacle so far this year?
Well, finishing a race up until tonight and getting the car to go straight off the corner. The thing's just been bad loose so far this year and was a little bit free in the feature again, but overall, we're making headway.
Is this your third year? Or is this kind of your second and a half, kind of?
Yeah, it's my second and a half year, yeah.
So you're officially, would you call yourself a sophomore or a junior?
I'm going to go with the sophomore curse that I had the past 2 weeks, but yeah, something like that.
Great race in front of you all night in lap traffic. How did your car handle lap traffic, and how has the lap traffic, granted you said you haven't finished well this year so far, but traffic came into a huge play tonight as far as the 22 car was great in it. Jason's usually okay in it, but it was a curse to him tonight. How was the lap traffic for you?
Well, I figured I had some pressure behind me, and the car seemed to roll around the outside of them guys pretty decent, and I knew that I had them covered, and I wasn't really worried about someone taking me on the outside or getting by me on the inside, so I feel that it wasn't too bad.
You're fresh off your rookie season, so you've got to have some kind of idea of how, like, one-third of the field, basically, are rookies. You got to have some kind of idea what they're going through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they seem to be doing a pretty good job. Just keep your nose clean is really everything, and that can be tough sometimes, but they seem to be doing well.
What kind of advice can you give them?
Just keep your nose clean, for sure.
Stay out of the way. Don't ruffle anybody's feathers, or
you know, really just seat time is everything. Seat time is everything. You know, you start following guys that get around this place good and learn where the pickup points are on the track and just how it works, and they'll figure it out. They look pretty solid, and I think they all look like they got a pretty good future out of them. I guess I don't.
That last lap, the extra right away off turn two. Any problems with JJ at all? It was hard racing.
It was hard racing. There was some contact there, and we were both going for the same piece of real estate, and we ended up both finishing, so that's a bonus. But it was hard racing, not so clean, but everybody walked away good, and we shook hands after, and no problems. Everything looks good. So.
All right, and finally, who'd you like to thank for your run?
I got to thank Brian Sweeney for getting on me this week about my setup, but I got to thank Menor Ambulance. Them guys have helped me out a ton this year. Labatt Blue Light, All Pro Tree Service, El Romano Rifle Company, Hahn Welding Supply, Klein Steel, and we just picked up Just Donuts and the insurance place. So I got to thank them because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.